It's a brand new podcast that we're introducing here at the 1865. And it's to give you... I've already f***ed up. Welcome to the first episode of the 1865...
Oh, that was terrible. Sorry.
Yeah!
No, I'm not gonna... I can't do it. Like, it's clear that I had f***ed that upload.
So. Welcome... No, I don't like that.
Hi!
Hi, oh my god!
My name's Barbie!
Nearly threw up in the cup of joe. Have we just opened the portal of doom there?
We're already off to a roll. Ready?
Let's do it.
Hi, welcome to the first episode of the 1865 Green Room Sessions. So yes, it's a brand new podcast that we're going to be uploading at the moment weekly with some of our favourite artists that we've got coming up to play at the 1865. So my name's Emma. I've worked here for about 2 years and I absolutely love it. And this is my co-host, Ollie. Introduce yourself.
Good afternoon. My name's Ollie Robinson. I have worked in Southampton and Hampshire music industry for about 6 years in all sorts of different things, from multiple venues through to do a lot of recording and producing of artists around here to doing touring. There's the whole scope of many things, and I'm very excited to be down here at 1865, which is one of my favorite venues, which I've done a lot of stuff in, and to create something which will help put the continuous epic artists that play here out into the world and further reach people like yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That so it's a very relaxed podcast. As you can tell, we don't really take ourselves too seriously,
or
do
really
we
know what we're doing either.
So it's not going to be like your normal boring radio interview, you think?
What is a normal boring radio interview?
Oh, don't ask me that. I don't want to get cancelled too soon. So we are the 1865. We were established in 2013. We're about 800 capacity venue. We've had loads of big up and coming artists, but we'll touch on that in a bit. It's a great venue. I am a bit biased. I absolutely love my job here, and it's a bit wet for me to say, but I do love it. We've got a great team as well, really wonderful bar staff, and help people that help, you know, create the events and get them.
Well, it's always a group effort with something like this. I mean, you need everyone to muck in. It's not the easiest thing in the world to run a venue. And especially in this day and age, to keep music and grassroots, well, it's not exactly grassroots, this is definitely more in the kind of mid sort of tour level sized venue, which makes it even harder to upkeep, to hold up, and to make sure that everything's all moving in the right direction. But, you know, it makes it an exciting and dynamic place to work with people who love pushing and seeing music continue.
Yep, and we are an independent venue, so we've got no funding, you know. It's and people that come to the 1865, they are the people that, you know, purchasing the tickets, people that are, you know, having a little drink for the bar. That is, you are the people that keeps this place going. So keep at it. Please come and see us, and if you see us, give us a little wave and say that hi, we heard you on your podcast.
For just £6 ish, I imagine.
You can
keep this venue alive by purchasing a beer at the bar,
yeah,
possibly more than one,
yeah,
and have a good time.
Yeah.
How much is a pint here, by the way?
It varies from about £5.10 up to about £6.
Wow. I had a pint. I spent £7.50 on a pint of Madrí in Portsmouth 2 months ago.
Right, what was the next one?
Where do we get to?
Right, we're going to... Hang on.
Artwork of the day.
Yeah.
I just can't help but notice.
Right. So being an 800 capacity venue, I mean, prior to us being a live music predominantly venue anyway, we do have all sorts, like, you know, we can cater to cabaret, we can do comedy, all sorts, basically. I mean, the layout of our venue, it used to be, so before the 1865, it was a Dockers Club. Some of you may remember.
What's a Dockers Club?
Don't ask me that.
So, what do you mean? They're all sat there, literally, all thinking, what's a Dockers Club?
It was the old Dockers Club. So it was basically all your local marine workers. They would come and it was their club, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then before that, it was Ockies. It was a darts club. So the layout of our venue, it was designed for darts.
And how far were they throwing darts? It's very long.
Well, no, we've got the balcony, and then to the left of the stage, you would have the dartboards up there, basically, on the brick wall. So if you come into the 1865. Have a little look and maybe you'll understand what I'm on about. Maybe not.
It no longer is a darts venue. Please do not throw darts.
Yes, please, at the moment, do not throw darts in this venue.
We have an absolute banging roster of artists and talent coming up here at the 1865 over the rest of 2024. And we're very excited to announce that our first artist that we have right here on the 1865 Green Room Sessions.
Drum roll, please.
Is Sacramonti. Woohoo! Who are very, very cool. We're very excited to have them on. And then coming up straight after them, we have in the venue, we have the Dead Daisies, Stan Atlantic, which is sold out. Yeah. Unlucky if you didn't buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next time.
Orange Goblin, who I just listened to the other day, who sound huge. Yeah. So very excited for that.
We've even got some comedy coming up at some point. Things like wrestling, all sorts. Take a look on our website. See if there's a gig you'd like to pop down for and come and say hi. The website to check out all of our events is the1865.com. So 1865.com. Don't include that bit.
No,
yeah,
why not?
Cut that last bit out.
Just in case you weren't aware. 1865.
See if any events take your fancy.
Very simple. Just buy a ticket. Literally just go on the website, add it to your basket, check out, and then you're in.
Exactly that. Hope to see you soon. So we've got Rich and Clarissa here from the team at the 1865. So if you want to introduce yourselves and give us a bit about how long you've been here, what your titles are, what you do. Yeah?
After you.
So I do all the digital and marketing overseeing at the venue. Been here for about 5 years, I think, now. Although some of that we were shut, unfortunately. But I do all the online stuff and try and get the info out there for people to come along to the shows and see what we've got going on.
Come along to the shows.
did you start as that role, or did you sort of start working behind the bar and work your way up? Like, how did you actually get into the venue as a whole?
Yeah, I started on the bar because my housemate at the time worked here, Dougie. He's a bar supervisor, and he brought me along after I graduated. And then, there was just an opening for marketing person, and I filled it and been here ever since.
Oh, fantastic. Did you do marketing at uni? Is that
No, I didn't. I actually did chemistry.
chemistry.
Quite a change, But this is better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fair enough.
And then we've got Rich, General Manager.
Me, that is me, Rich, General Manager. I've been here for 8.5 years. I've been working within the Talking Heads group for just over 12 and a half years now. I'm the grease that keeps the cogs and the gears working.
Yeah, keep me in line for sure.
Was it, so I didn't realise this today until I think that you said this, that you used to run the Talking Heads.
Guy and I went into Talking Heads in 2012, and we ran that between two locations, between Portswood and the Polygon, and unfortunately we had to close that in 2018, but we've been here ever since, still working within the same group.
Which is the better venue?
This is the better venue.
Yeah.
With the current team.
Yeah.
So I do remember the Talking Heads in the Polygon. I used to go there quite a bit, and that's, I think, possibly the first place I ever played a gig in a band, and it was a real shame when that unfortunately had to close. Did you come straight here afterwards? Is this already kind of in your sights? Or
we were as soon as we closed the venue in Portswood, which was January 2016. We came into the 1865 at the same time as opening the Talking Heads and the Polygon, so we were running both venues side by side at the time.
So what's like some of the, throughout Talking Heads and the 1865, what's some of the like largest artists or bands that we've had that really sticks out in your memory?
There was one I remember back in 2013, which was Sleeping With Sirens. Ooh. And it was the last day of their tour.
That would be good.
And there was an after party afterwards, just between the band and the tour crew. I think they had about 9 bottles of Jägermeister between them.
Oof.
Oh, wow. All lined up on the smoking area table outside.
Nice.
That was one highlight.
What about you, Clarissa? Have you had any favourite gigs here or any artists that you really liked?
There are quite a few. It's tricky to pinpoint one.
Just do it too good.
I did really like it... like from my childhood, Snow Patrol like found its way through the radio when I was in the car with my mum and stuff. And then when they came back to play here, I was sat in front of the barrier filming them for our social media, and I was just like, because it was all the same songs, but they'd reworked it for the album.
Yeah, Cambridge's so face on the floor, and you're like,
Also, Craig David, I loved that one.
Oh yeah, local legend, shout out.
Yeah, it's always it is always quite a nice moment where you're working in the industry, and for ages you had a favourite band, and you're like listening to them from when you're really young. I remember used to really enjoying listening to a band called Vistas when we were like driving to work back when I was sort of 16, 17, and then ended up working running a Vistas show, and it was just such a full circle. Oh my god, like actually, like, you know, you're here in an actual position with a band that you really idolize. It's always a very special moment about working within music.
But then there's one, so like Snow Patrol wasn't even my favorite band, but because of the nostalgia of it, like took me right back to there, and it was so intimate, like even for the people in the audience, there weren't that, it's 750 people, and they're seeing a band that big, and it's like, whoa. On the stage as well, it's closer, isn't it, in the
I feel like you get a good view wherever you are in the 1865. Okay, so if you could choose anyone, this is probably like a standard question that everybody does on their podcast, but I'm still interested. If you could choose absolutely anyone, who would you want to see on our stage?
Brian May.
Good choice.
That is a great choice.
What about you? Snow Patrol.
A week of programming of Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
One album per show.
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I'm really bad at like narrowing it down. I just, there's too many options.
Yeah, I'm the same. If you ask me, I'd be like, I don't know.
But I mean, so Rich, you've obviously been around the block a lot, and I've been in the industry. I've
been in the industry. The block.
No, that's obviously been.
You look weathered, mate.
it's obviously been here doing a lot within the Southampton music industry and community for a while. I'm kind of interested here. What was, you don't necessarily need to mention the band, but do you have any memories of any shows that went disastrously wrong? any particular hair pulling out moments?
There was one show, and it was a duo. They're an Irish duo called Dick Farrelly and Matt Lotlake.
Oh, we're calling out and here, aren't we?
Straight in the deep.
You heard it here first.
Bless him. The guitarist was he'd had one or two drinks, and he couldn't string two chords together by the time they were on stage. And it wasn't that busy either. There was just six people awkwardly watching.
What do you do in an instance like that?
Suffer. that was the pits. That was one of the worst.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in hearing, what are they called?
It's Dick Farrelly and Matt Lotlake.
So, write to us at Dick Farrelly and Matt Watlake. Please program the 1865 at gmail.com.
That will do.
Straight up there.
Is it Gmail?
No.
It can be Gmail, yeah.
Make fresh email work. And how about you? Any shows that you've worked on that have just...
Or artists that you've worked with that have been a bit tricky?
Again, which we're really not trying to call out.
No, I'm not sure it's a great view for the first podcast, but
bleep that bit out.
Yeah, that's what we'll do over yours. It was
and the
I think I've been fairly sheltered. I can't think of any tragic moments.
I remember there was this one, I can't remember what gig it was. It was the one that we had around going like to a few venues in Southampton, and our headlining act, it was do you remember their name? Anyway, we have like a balcony at the 1865, and he had climbed up from the stage onto the balcony and leaped into the audience, and the paperwork I was thinking that was coming our way.
That's quite a standard move for him.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times.
But was it like the crowd caught him, or was it like a school of rock moment?
Crowd
where
always
everyone just stands out of the way and then he just hits the deck.
Yeah, we had to repair the floor after. But.
And probably the man who jumped off the thing as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, poor guy. Actually,
he gave his guitar to someone.
Oh, hang on, this was... Oh, this isn't an audience member. This is the...
I think
This is one of the actual musicians. Oh, wow. I assumed it was just one of the stage... But...
Was it Idols? Was that...
No.
Although Idols did do it.
Idols did it, yeah.
It was a shame.
I don't think I'd do it.
Save it for the wrestling.
It's a lot of trust.
I mean, after maybe 9 bottles of Jägermeister, I might, might be up for having a little balcony dive. So it's quite difficult to call this tradition at this point, because this is literally our first ever episode of this. But at the end of the episode, we like to set our guests a little challenge. Normally it's a head-to-head. And we are going to set you the challenge today of drawing the most accurate picture of Guy.
Judged by Guy also.
Which will be judged by Guy. I don't know, Emma, if you would like to explain.
No, all good.
Guy is.
Let's just crack on.
The high being that is Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got the most accurate, and it will be judged.
You've got 2 minutes?
And you have 2 minutes. Starting from...
No cheating.
No cheating.
Go.
I mean, this is like a life...
This is like a life drawing class.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you don't want to see what we're seeing in the room right now. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. These are some very different drawings.
Rich is definitely going in at...
Bit more of a stick man figure. I am wondering why he's so small when you've got a whole sheet of 8x4 though.
I didn't really plan.
You're gonna have to do loads of props.
You do have only one sheet of paper there.
That's fine. We can have scenery, can't we?
Do you by any chance actually do drawings? Because this is actually going very well.
No, I don't.
Do you not? Oh.
I assume that we weren't talking to Rich there.
No. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right, you're at the 1 minute mark now.
Right, more minute. Cool. I've seen some quick movements from Richard.
Yeah. Sort of frenzied panic is coming in. There's actually smoke coming off the paper.
Yeah.
No, that's Guy's cigarette in the picture.
Yeah.
All right, we're heading up to 40 seconds now.
I reckon we give him a 10-second countdown. What do you think?
I think that's got to be done, surely.
Yeah. Oh, 30 seconds.
Scott's doing very well over there.
Hmm?
I'm liking this.
All right, you're down to your last 20 seconds now.
Oh, pure silence. Just increase the tension.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of want to get this.
Your phone's gone off.
No, it's still there.
Oh,
still.
Okay,
right, we're in 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, 2, 1. Yeah. I was counting in my own head.
We'll have to bleep that.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
Well,
right.
Well, that's it. Well, I mean, I think it's let's have a. Let's have
we're
a
gonna have again. To get our. Should we hold it up to the camera?
Yeah, exactly. Well, who do you want to go with?
So
first?
We're going. So this is the first picture we've got from artist Clarissa over here.
Clarissa.
Just so everybody
as you
can see.
There's fantastic line detail over here on the hair there, with what I assume is either a mug of tea or possibly a pint.
It's actually a fine bone china cup of tea.
It is brilliant. And then
she knows that stuff.
With the 1865.
Just in case you didn't know where we were, and we haven't said it enough on this podcast.
Now, I here have...
Wow, Richard.
I have Rich
Let's have
here.
A quick look.
And we have, right there, we've got a lovely, very finely detailed venue. Yeah. Now, actually, I think the venue is actually possibly the most accurate
intricate thing here.
You know it so
there.
Well.
Yeah.
Exactly, and then we obviously have...
Guy can make a choice.
The cup of tea is quite prevalent, apparently.
So, Guy. Yeah. So, who do we think is the most accurate?
Not have a physical presence, but hence why he can't. 4-year-olds.
Yeah,
that is a win. That's a win from.
Is it?
That one. Yeah. Oh,
Clarissa takes the win. Clarissa is now top of our leaderboard.
So, if you'd like to make your own drawing of
Guy, the infamous,
please feel free to do one and send it in to.
To
Emma at
65. Just throw it in the bin.
Straight in my pigeonhole. Any bin. Well, thank you very much for entertaining our challenge there, guys. It was artwork in motion. Yeah.
I think that's probably a good point to sign it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Should do like a Teletubbies wave to everybody.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, once again, thank you very much for joining us on the first A65 Green Room session.
It's plenty been more to come.
Plenty more to come. And we look forward to seeing many more exciting shows programmed by you guys.
And to any of our listeners for the first podcast, if you come up to the bar, if you find yourself at the 1865 any point, if you mention the words Green Room Sessions, then we will arrange a free drink for you.
Extra bonus points if you've got your own picture of Guy.
Yes, extra bonus points. I'll throw in a top. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.